Anything that happened last night?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, pretty much the whole thing.
Okay. What's your last name? I hear you.
Have you been here from the...
From the get-go?
Well, I've been away for 24 hours, so I probably have.
Yeah, you guys, like, really...
got here a little bit after.
There were times last night where things got started to get a little scary, yeah. And you guys really... Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Did you see anything that happened to you? You were here as well?
Oh, yeah, you were out on the porch.
Same last name? I will talk to you first, okay. And then, so that way I can say
hi. Yeah, no problem. Absolutely, that's fine. No problem.
All right. Okay, tell me what happened.
So around, I want to say it was probably 7 or 7:15 last night, mm-hmm. I heard him screaming. And I know his voice because we've heard him scream before at his girlfriend. At the last time the police were here a little over a month ago, we're familiar with his voice.
Okay.
And I heard him screaming at somebody, "You want to fight? Come at me!" You know, like an argumentative situation. Like,
and you were inside your apartment?
Yeah, I was in the living room, and we had the windows open.
Okay.
And I heard that commotion, and I kind of like looked out, and I didn't see anything. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Okay, whatever, just some idiot being stupid." Maybe about 20 minutes later, maybe 15, 20, 25 minutes later, in there, I heard him screaming again, and I heard him call somebody a fat fucking piece of shit. You want to come at me, let's fight, let's do this. And I thought it was the same person. Mm-hmm. So that happened. And then around 10 to 8, we saw the police come.
Okay.
And I heard the sirens, and I said to Kevin, I said, "I bet the police are coming here." And sure enough, they pulled in, mm-hmm. and they got out, and I don't really remember where he was, if he was out on the porch or where. I mean, the bottom line was that they couldn't get him to come downstairs the entire night. Okay. I mean, screaming.
Where were you at? Were you walking through from your balcony?
On the balcony over here on the side. We have a tree there, but, you know, we could see him and hear everything that was going on. The screaming and the yelling didn't get really bad, probably for about 35 to 40 minutes. Okay. A police officer went up to the door at one point, and I remember saying to my boyfriend, "Oh, shit, there's a police officer up at the door," because mm-hmm. we know how volatile mm-hmm. he can be at times. Just the taunting of the police officers and the "kill me, shoot me." I mean, at one point.
Also, he was saying that?
I have it. I have a few videos, not a lot.
Okay.
Like a couple minutes at a time. Yeah, absolutely. Can I have your phone number?
Yeah, 8.
I mean, he was standing out on his porch with his arms up above his head, "Shoot me, mm-hmm. shoot me," screaming at them, all kinds of derogatory racial names. I mean, really, just really terrible. The cursing and the screaming and the yelling. If you want to come up here, you're going to have to come up here and get me. If you come up here, I'm going to kill you. I mean, the threats to the police.
Was this before or after the SWAT team came?
That was before.
Okay.
Oh man, the sheriffs that were here before really took a beating. And poor Megan. I hope Megan is doing okay this morning.
Okay.
The female, because he was really ruthless to her in the language that he was using with her. Megan, I think she might have been like a female negotiator. She was trying to understand where he was coming from and try to make conversation with him.
That needs to be done.
I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. So she came and was trying to make nice with him to try to get him to come out, to come uh-huh. downstairs to talk. There were times where it looked like he was literally royally just screwing with the police. Uh-huh. Like, we watched him walk backwards down the stairs like this. Mm-hmm. And get down to there, and they'd say, "Just put your hands up. And he would stop, and he'd look at them, and literally just book it back up the stairs, mm-hmm. in the door, and slam the door.
Okay.
It just looked like he was taunting them uh-huh. like crazy. And it got quiet around, so I think SWAT came around 12:15-ish. because it got quiet, I think around 11:30 or 11:45, because it was going on 4 hours. It was in that 4 hour range. And it was starting to get kind of quiet. And he went in the house and the officers were yelling to him, "Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? You need to respond to us. Are you hurting yourself?"
Okay.
Before that, I forgot about this. I'm sorry, there was so much last night. There was a shot, a gunshot, and they were yelling at him to respond to them. Are you hurt? Are you injured? Are
what
you hurt? Are you injured?
Did anything happen?
He was out on the porch taunting them on the front stoop.
When
I believe
you say
it was
taunting,
on the front
you,
stoop.
Was just kind of like,
shoot me, shoot me. You want to shoot me? Shoot me. I'm right here.
Okay.
That whole thing that he was primarily doing the entire night.
Okay.
So there was the gunshot, and then we didn't see him after that. I think he was in the house. He went in the house after that. He might have been on his porch when the gunshot happened. From what we understood and what we saw is he wasn't hit. And it didn't seem like it because he was out running his mouth all over again afterwards.
Okay.
So then SWAT came. That was fun. God bless you guys. SWAT came, I want to say maybe around 12:15 or 12:30. It was quiet for a while, I think, when they got here. It was hard to kind of gauge the time after a while because it was like he'd go in and for like 45 minutes it would be really quiet. And you could tell like everybody was kind of like, is he doing something?
Yeah.
Is he hurting himself? That kind of deal. And then we heard the, what time was that at? When the 2:30 maybe?
The loud bang.
No.
Okay.
2:30 was the... when they started, Robert Kamau, that fun thing started happening. And then the siren started, and then he went back in and it was quiet for a while, and then that, it was like a game.
Up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, it was clear to us that, you know, he had talked about being ex-military and he was going to order an airstrike and all that stuff. So of course you think about PTSD and that kind of thing. But it was also kind of clear that he was slurring his speech and that he might have been intoxicated or on drugs. So...
Thank you very much.
You're
Anything
welcome.
I didn't ask you that you want to tell me? Perfect.
No, just thank you guys so much. You guys rock,
thank
honestly.
You.
I'll get Kevin.
Perfect.